The Patriots have filed tampering charges against the Texans for trying to hire Nick Caserio away from the Patriots. The league is now expected to gather relevant information to open that investigation. Let's get some insight on that. We will go to the hotline. Doug Kide from Nesson joins us on the hotline. Doug, good morning. Let's begin with this. How upset are the Patriots right now at the Texans?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess it depends on what information they really have on the Texans. I think that this obviously means that the Patriots are not just going to let Nick Caserio go easily, and you can understand that because of his value to the organization. I would say that here in New England, we kind of understand a cheating scandal, I guess, so to say. So I don't want to, throw baseless accusations out there or anything, but it feels like here in New England, it just feels very suspicious that Brian Gain was fired the day after Jack Easterby was in New England for the ring ceremony.
And that's where I am on this, and it seems like on the surface that it's a whole bunch of circumstantial evidence at this point, so I'm waiting to find out if they actually have hard evidence. It seems like the Patriots wouldn't actually bother filing the complaint unless they have some kind of an email or some kind of somebody that overheard the conversation. But could it also just be that the Patriots are trying to create some time to negotiate? I mean, is there a sense that the Patriots are probably going to up the salary to try to keep Caserio?
Well, that's certainly one option. I feel like if they were going to do that anyway, though, maybe they wouldn't bother with this. I also feel like Belichick probably wouldn't bother filing tampering charges unless there was something there beyond just, Jack Easterby talking to Nick Caserio at the ring ceremony, which, I mean, I don't think there's really any, he's allowed to talk to the guy. I don't think that would be enough for Bill to file tampering charges in this situation. I think that, as much as this might kind of strike Texans fans as funny or strike other NFL fans as funny, I think that Bill does, respect the rules of the NFL. He certainly knows how to get around them sometimes, but I don't think that he would do something like this based on nothing. I think that there's got to be something there for them to file those charges. But I think that, like you said, I think that if they were just going to offer Nick Caserio, a better title, either VP of player personnel or the GM title or up his salary, that would have been an easier way to do this. They must really feel like there's something there to file these.
Well, what I'm wondering is, we've been hearing, John McClain told us yesterday that Bob Kraft in some sort of way was trying to get Nick Caserio back earlier in the week, and at some point, maybe middle of the week, who knows. If the Patriots were confident, Doug, in getting Nick Caserio back, would they file these tampering charges against the Texans?
I don't think they would, and I also think that the fact that Caserio didn't just outright reject the interview or turn down the interview shows that he was at least interested. The fact that it did kind of come down to this, the fact that, when they did request the interview, he wasn't immediately like, no thanks, which he's done in the past with other types of these interviews. I think that means that he's interested. I don't think that Bill O'Brien, I don't think that Jack Easterby, whatever this means, I don't think that they would have requested the interview if they didn't think that he would at least accept it. I also don't think they would have fired Brian Gain if they didn't think that Caserio was going to accept it. How they received that information, who knows at this point, but I feel like there's got to be something there, from Caserio's side and from the Texans' side, about why this is actually even still hanging up in the air.
We're speaking with Doug Kide from NESN.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Doug Kide. It's spelled K-Y-E-D. Doug Kide, K-Y-E-D. Doug, typically when somebody leaves the Patriots organization, I think generally outside of New England, everybody figures, all right, great, let's see how this guy does without Belichick over him. And I've always figured that's how they feel with the Patriots themselves. The Patriots are probably like, yeah, we like this guy, but as long as we have Belichick, as long as we have Brady, we're going to be just fine. This feels like it might be a little bit different. What is it about Nick Caserio that's so special to Bill Belichick?
He just does so much. He's just really so much more than even a typical general manager. For instance, in 2007, he coached wide receivers. He was the Patriots wide receivers coach. And that was really, smack dab in the middle of his tenure as a front office executive. Then he becomes director of player personnel, but he's still constantly out on the field. And, you know, us as media members, sometimes we'll kind of laugh about it because he's out there, you know, in his compression tights and his shorts and his kind of workout gear. And it seems like he takes a lot of pride in, you know, how he's firing the football at all the players out there. But he's barely involved in practice, which I don't think is something that you see with a guy like, you know, Dave Gettleman or some other GM out there. He's out there coaching players. And he also has a role on game day where he's in the booth helping out offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. So that's another thing that a lot of general managers, they quite frankly, they're just sitting a booth in the field, or maybe even like in some cases, we've seen general managers in the press box above us. So that obviously shows that they don't have a role on game day. So there's a lot there. I think he also handles a lot of the veteran acquisitions the Patriots have had in recent years, whether that's in free agency, trades, in-season trades, in-season deals. And that's really where the Patriots find some serious steals and where they've found some serious steals throughout the years. It's not always through the draft. It's through these guys like when they acquire Kyle Van Noy or, you know, so these other random signings, players that other teams don't want. I think that that's one area where Nick Caserio is, you know, more involved than just kind of being Bill Belichick's lackey, for lack of a better word.
We're discussing the Patriots filing tampering charges against the Texans over them being the Texans trying to hire Nick Caserio from the Patriots. Doug Kide from Nesson is joining us on Mad Radio. Doug, does this now mean that in New England, Bill O'Brien is the next Eric Mangini?
I think, I don't know if I would go that far, because I don't think that Bill and Eric Mangini are even on speaking terms yet. I don't think it would go that far. Obviously, if anything, Bill O'Brien might be more mad at Bill Belichick after all this is said and done, because Bill did file those tampering charges. Sorry, that's my dog yelling in the background.
That's okay.
I think that, you know, it would take a lot to get to that Eric Mangini level, where when Mangini was leaving the Patriots, he was trying to poach, you know, as many players and assistant coaches as possible on his way out.
What was your daughter yelling about?
She's actually watching Frozen, and she probably wants me to peel her banana for her. She's not yet 2 years old, so she hasn't mastered the dexterity of a banana quite yet.
How many times has she watched Frozen?
Oh, my God. How many days are there since she's been born, basically? I would say 50 to 100, maybe. Yeah.
Let's see.
It's that or Toy Story or Tangled or Moana. One of them is on at this time in the morning because Dad has to get some work done.
Makes sense. I've got one more, Doug. I don't have any kids. This is what I have to look forward to. All right, so it seems...
His daughter's sitting there with an unpeeled banana, but go ahead, Mike.
I got one more question. One more question before she can eat the banana. This is vital. This is vital. Before
Listen,
Doug's daughter
sweetie,
eats a banana.
There'll be plenty of various fruit items in your life.
One more before she can eat. It seems like the Texans backup plan is Monty Osenford. Doug, do you have any sense for how this whole tampering thing might affect a possible pursuit of Monty Osenford if this whole Caserio thing doesn't work out?
I don't have a good sense of that. There's a much clearer path for the Texans to hire Monty Osenford, just because it is quite clear that would be a much better job for him than the one that he currently has. He's the director of college scouting.
Yep.
He's another guy that I know is a great mind within the Patriots organization. Obviously, it would definitely hurt the Patriots to lose him. It wouldn't be to quite the same degree as Nick Caserio, but he really is the one that leads their college scouting organization. Because, you know, Nick has his hand in so many other cookie jars, I think they really do rely on Monty, that was kind of a tongue twister, to do a lot of that and to head up that college scouting organization. And, you know, Nick Caserio is kind of the one, and with Bill, who kind of oversees that whole operation. So I'm not really sure how that would affect things. I think that they probably could still interview him. I think it's a little bit interesting that request hasn't been made. I think that obviously shows that their number one priority right now is obviously Caserio. But, I think that Osenford would be a great guy for the job if for some reason they would not be able to get something done with Caserio. And I will say right now, While on the phone, actually, I did peel the banana with one hand, so
okay.
We're good.
That's excellent. Good. That's okay. Parenting right there.
She is eating this morning, so right. Don't worry.
Tremendous parenting by you. Doug, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys.
There's Doug Kide from Nessin.
That's multitasking right there.
That's good multitasking.
Those are the skills you gain when you're a father, Mike. But I guarantee you this, if he's alone in the house with the child,
yes.
Everything else is a mess right now.
But
the house might have been clean when his wife left this morning, but by the time he tried to do a phone interview and feed his daughter, there's old newspapers from 6 years ago strewn about the floor. Everything's a mess.
How stressful was it the first time you stayed at home with your daughter?
I was terrified. I was petrified.
What were you doing?
Well, like, home alone with my daughter?
Were you just, like, watching?
I was okay by then because my wife was, like, around all the time until by the time I was there. The drive home from the hospital is terrifying because they're very, I don't even know this, they're very small. They look quite vulnerable at that point.
And yes.
They're like, it's the whole process is so weird because it's kind of like, you get this feeling... Like, kind of like when you first get your driver's license, where you're like, you're really going to let me do this? Like, you're going to, like, I'm looking at the nurses like, you're really going to let me drive home with this baby? Like, what the hell? I'm really not checked out on this thing.
Yeah.
So, like, you put her in the car seat, and you're like, yes. Is that right?
That's right.
And then you drive off at 7 miles an hour through the medical center. There's no better place to be driving with your newborn than the medical center.
Yes.
So looking for the light rail like the Dickens.
Yeah. Is that thing behind me? What's going on right now?
I'm not turning left. Don't worry, sweetie. I'll never turn left. I'll never turn left with you in the car.
Matt Radio on a Thursday.